Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated for the rite of confirmation. Darlene, please come forward. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. You have been baptized, you have been taught the faith according to our Lord's bidding. The fulfillment of his bidding we now celebrate with thankful hearts, rejoicing to confess the faith into which you were baptized and which you yourself will now confess before the church. Jesus said, 'Whoever confesses me before men, I also will confess him before my Father in heaven. But he that denies me before men, I will deny him before my Father in heaven.' Lift up your heart, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what in the name of the Lord, as a minister of his church, I now will ask you. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts which God gave you in your baptism?
I do.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered by Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the quick and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of saints, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do so intend with the help of God.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the Bible, as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you desire to be a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation?
I do.
Do you intend faithfully to conform all your life to the divine word, to be faithful in the use of God's word and sacraments, which are his means of grace, and in faith, word, and action, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death?
I do so intend by the grace of God.
Give then your hand as a pledge of your promise and kneel to receive the blessing. Darlene, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, give you his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, of grace and prayer, of power and strength, of sanctification and fear of God. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down upon green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Let us pray for the newly confirmed. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing Darlene Rose LaCroix to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling her both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, she may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Almighty God and most merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Amen. Please rise. We join in confessing and making the confession. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness of sin. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I am a poor miserable sinner. Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve that terrible punishment. For I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely render them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by thy governance, that thy church may joyfully serve thee in all godly quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Confessional reading this morning from the Augsburg Confession, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. What then are we to think of the Sunday and like rites in the house of God? To this we answer that it is lawful for bishops or pastors to make ordinances that things be done orderly and in the church. Not that thereby we should merit grace or make satisfaction for sins, or that consciences be bound to judge them necessary services, and to think that it is a sin to break them without offense to others. So Paul ordains that women should cover their heads in the congregation, that interpreters be heard in order in the church, and so on. It is proper that the churches should keep such ordinances for the sake of love and tranquility, so far that one do not offend another, that all things be done in the churches in order and without confusion. But so that consciences be not burdened to think that they are necessary to salvation, or to judge that they sin when they break them without offense to others, as no one will say that a woman sins who goes out in public with her head uncovered, provided only that no offense be given. So far, confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, reading from verse 6 through verse 12. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thine righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke of putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. So far, our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul, chapter 8, reading from verse 18 through verse 23. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Here ends our epistle reading. Please. Reading verses 36 through 42. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceiveth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Here ends our reading of the gospel. We confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
morning is the gospel reading from Luke chapter 6, reading from verse 36 through 42. Call your attention at this time to verse 36. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Please be seated. Context. You get the proper understanding of anything in the scriptures, you have to take into account the context. And the context of this gospel reading is set in verse 12 of this chapter, where Luke writes, "Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, of whom he also named the apostles." After a night of prayer, he gathers his disciples and chooses the 12. And then Luke goes on. From there, he records a sermon, Luke goes on in verse 20. Then he lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said, and then comes this sermon, our text being a part of that sermon. He had just chosen the 12 apostles from his disciples, and then he begins this sermon to the disciples and the apostles. I don't know if what Gordon is doing today had anything to do with this, but I like to think of this as the basic training for God's people. And I'd like to focus on these verses. He spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your own eye. The blind cannot lead the blind. But I think I know that we tend to be blind to our own faults, the beams in our own eye. Sharp-eyed we are about what we consider faults in others, but we're experts at rationalizing. Sin becomes a mistake. I had a bad day. I didn't get a good night's sleep. I hadn't been treated fairly. But we tend to judge others by their outward actions without giving any thoughts for rationalization or justification for them. We tend to judge others by our own standards rather than by God's word. The Pharisees were experts at that. I understand they had 613 laws that were intended to keep you from ever getting near breaking one of God's commandments. One example that I understand was, you are not allowed to move a chair across the dirt floor in your house on the Sabbath day because it's a dirt floor. You disturb the dirt. You're plowing on the day of rest. So our human minds can work in scratching out, if you will, the specks in our brother's eyes. A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher, says Jesus. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. In other places, he says, love your neighbor the way you love yourself. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Interestingly, this isn't the usual New Testament word for mercy. This word occurs only three times in the New Testament, one in the letter of James, the other two in this very short verse. If you're wondering if I think what we're dealing with here is what Micah in our text last week spoke of with the Hebrew word chesed, Luther translated steadfast love, compassion, you're right. I do think so. It is that in God which makes disciples out of sinners like you and I. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. A disciple is not above his teacher, but when he's fully trained, he will be like his teacher. We are disciples in basic training, if you will, struggling daily with our sin, examining the plank in our own eye. Jesus began his ministry saying, repent and believe in the gospel. And here in the body of Christ, he gives us what we need in that daily struggle, in his word and sacrament, and the fellowship of fellow basic trainees, disciples in the body of Christ. Here he gives us his law to examine the log in our own eyes, the gospel to apply for the forgiveness earned for us by Christ on the cross, baptism where the Holy Spirit makes us his own, absolution where that forgiveness is applied for the log in my eye that is troubling me. The sacrament of the altar, where he touches us with the body and blood of his sacrifice for us. The fellowship of the disciples. The promise of eternal life with him, where we will be restored. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. The gift of eternal life, where that likeness will be restored. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Away from thy presence and take my life.
Lord Jesus Christ, who call us unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. The body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you.
body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith until life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith, unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. Unto thee, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.
Yeah, we received an invitation from St. John's Lutheran Church in Aiken, July 7th, Sunday. Will be the retirement type party for Pastor Beck. Please read both sides. The invitation is posted on the bulletin. There's three different events going on that day. There's a church service, a brunch, and a sort of a program later on. So read the details on it and catch up on it.
Thank you, Dave. Anything else? Well, there's some food downstairs, so we can join together in the common table first.
Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts of us be blessed. Amen. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.